Shalla, for this morning's program, we have Hazrat Mufti Ali Bhai Lurgatab, Daun Barakatuhum, who is a Khalifa for Honorable Ustad and Sheikh Hazrat Murana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Daun Barakatuhum, who is one of the senior ulama in Benoni, who has been teaching many, many years in the maktabs. MashaAllah, he's got some Khanka programs also running in Benoni.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحيا سنتي عند فساد أمتي فله أجر مئة شهيد أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected elders, dear brothers, friends in Islam, wallah, I'm not the worthy one of standing before you, but just acting upon the command of our illustrious Shaykh, Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah, Maulana, Abdul Hamid Sahib, Madazil Al-Ali, I'm standing here. May God that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the tawfiq to say what is right, that it has an effect on my heart first of all, and thereafter on the hearts of everybody else. I'm only standing here as a postman, posting what I have heard from my Hazrat Wala, and trying to bring it into myself, and posting it on to you. If I make any mistake, then I'm the child of the kindergarten, who's making mistakes all the time. But you put your hand on his back, and you encourage him, and let him go along. So I ask you to overlook my faults. Nevertheless, as per the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh, before any talk proper, always make mudhakara of one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recently, we've been reading the sunnahs of awakening in the morning. And comes in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person should, in the morning, when he wakes up, the first thing that a person should do, before even that, it can be read just now in Shama'il al-Kubra at home, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when waking up in the morning, never just got off the bed immediately. It is possible that the person is still sleepy, the effects of sleep are still there, and he wakes up, falls, stumbles into something, could get hurt. Look at the compassion of our Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That, O my ummati, you mustn't get hurt. Rub out the effect of sleep from your eyes. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read many du'as, and then, before getting off the bed, we read that the last 10 ayats of Surah Ali Imran, that inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan. These ayat with all the rabbanas right till the end of the surah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam read these ayat, and then would get off the bed. And thereafter, the first thing that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was to wash the hands. It comes in the hadith that a person should wash the hands because he does not know فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَدْرِي أَيْنَ بَاتَتْ يَدُهُ. He doesn't know where his hands have spent the night. Scratching the nose, putting it in the ears, here and there, wherever the case may be. Person doesn't know where his hands spent the night, so first thing, wash the hands. Thereafter, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go relieve himself and make dua. These are the few sunnahs of awakening in the morning. There's one dua that Allah gave us the tawfiq of learning, and Allah gave us tawfiq to bring all this into our lives. And this is the mansha and the desire of our illustrious Shaykh, that at different times, the masnoon du'as, and as Hazrat Allah outlines, that this is islah. That we're getting into the car, read the dua. You're sitting down to eat, read the dua. While eating, read the dua. At the time of sleeping, read the dua. When waking up, read the masnoon dua. Looking into the mirror, read the dua. While wearing your clothing, read the dua. So many duas. At every juncture, if we can just bring this into our lives, then we will become amongst the dhakireen. We will become among those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. One dua that we have just learned recently, Allahumma Rabba Jibra'il wa Mika'il wa Israel, فاطر السماوات والأرض عالم الغيب والشهادة أنت تحكم بين عبادك فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. It is mentioned that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this in his tahajjud salah, where we read sana, etc. before the Surah Al-Fatiha, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this dua there. So we should bring the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into our lives. Regarding the sunnah, our Shaykh teaches us that the hadith that we just read now, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that at the time when people will become unmindful and neglectful of my sunnah, they will become unmindful of my way of life, then for that person who revives my one sunnah, and to revive the sunnah, to practice upon it, to bring it into your life, to try and bring it into the lives of those over whom you have influence, the wife, the children, the family at home, sitting down to eat, remind them. Our Hazrat Wala sends somebody around the Dasturkhan when we are eating, that did everybody read Bismillah? Is everybody saying Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr? Anybody reading the dua after eating? This is the mansha, the burning desire of our Hazrat Wala, that the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should come into our life. So we should bring this into our life, we should try and bring it, and the reward of the sunnah, as we have just read, that when a person becomes unmindful of the sunnah, then to bring it into the life, to practice upon it, Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person will get the reward of 100 martyrs. And the reward of one martyr, that before the first drop of his blood touches the ground, Jannah becomes wajib for him. He sees his place in Jannah. The desire of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I should be given life and I should be martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then again I should be given life and again I must be martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thumma uhya, thumma uqtal, then I must be given life again and again I must be martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this should continue, this should be given life all the time, and every time I be given life, it must be spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. White Toyota Corolla, the registration ZTC 303 GP. ZTC 303 GP, if you could be pleased remove. So Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala, passing away on his bed at home, crying that I didn't go to the battlefield to win the war, but I went to the battlefield to offer my life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unless I am passing away at home. So this was the burning desire to give the life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can acquire that reward sitting at home on our comfortable goma lounge suite, sitting on our bed, sitting in the comforts of our home. We can acquire the thawab of 100 martyrs on every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as our Shaykh teaches us, that when any article, there is a reward offered for any lost article or something, then generally the reward is only a fraction of true value. A person loses his laptop, the laptop is worth whatever it is, 4,000 or 5,000 rand, he'll offer a reward of 1,000 rand, 100 rand, 500 rand, he won't offer more than the value of the article. So if the reward of reviving the sunnah is 100 martyrs, which is only part of the true value, then what is the reward of the sunnah itself? What is the, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Undoubtedly, most certainly, for you in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful way of life, this the most beautiful pattern to follow. Our Shaykh gives us the example that a person is traveling abroad or went shopping and he sees something very, very nice, something very, very beautiful, a dress, a handbag, a pair of shoes or something, and he thinks, let me take this for my wife. Then he takes it as a gift, when he brings it home, he gives it to her, and the day she wears it, he feels so happy. What he thought was best, he'll bring the best what he can, and offer it as a gift to whoever he wants to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the best to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we bring it into our life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of command, that qul, say and announce to the people, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, that if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and anybody can make a claim. If I have to ask now, that who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all of us will put up our hands, including myself. Maybe I'll put up two hands and try to stand with my two feet also off the ground. That I got so much love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for every claim, there's got to be a proof. You lay a claim against somebody, you bring a court case against somebody, take the matter to court, you will have to furnish proof, bring forward evidence for the claim that you are making. So if you claim that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the proof of it is, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For our Dada Sheikh, illustrious Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Ali Arif Billah, Rumiya Zamana, Tabriz Waqt, Hazrat Shah Mawlana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his fadal and karam made this couplet of his widespread and became very, very popularly known throughout the world, that Naqshe Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Naqshe Qadam Nabi ke hai, Jannat ke raaste hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai, Sunnat ke raaste hai. That in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the way to Jannah. That wherever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his foot, that's where you put your foot, inshallah you'll reach your destination. And Allah se milate hai, what is Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create another billion Jannahs, another trillion Jannahs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fa'al lima yurid, can do as he pleases. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah has power over everything. Allah can create another trillion, billion, as many jannats as you want to. But if a person will follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then let alone jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will become connected to the creator of jannah, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So naqshe qadam nabi ke hai, jannat ke raaste hai. Allah se milate hai, sunnat ke raaste. One very, very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert himself so much in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that his feet used to swell. Then, and when our beloved mother Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu on one occasion asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you have to exert yourself so much when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered so much His grace, His bounty? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna fatahna laka fatham mubina liyaghfira laka Allahu ma taqaddama min dhanbik wa ma ta'akhkhar. That we have overlooked and pardoned all your human errors, even if they be. That all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam are ma'asoom, they are innocent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them from His disobedience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected them that they commit any guna. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we have overlooked and pardoned all your errors, human errors, whatever the case may be, if there be any mistake that you had, whether it's in the past, whether it's in the future, we have forgiven everything, we have overlooked everything. Then why do you have to exert yourself so much? Your feet are swelling, you're not sleeping, you're not resting, and you bring this upon yourself. He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Then if my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so gracious and so kind, should I not show gratitude? Should I not be a grateful servant of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So if that was the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then myself who is immersed in sin day and night, that even the good that I do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا أَغْنَى الشُّرَكَى, that I am the most independent of all partners. That if a person does something 99% for me and 1% he has some, there's futur, there's a little bit of fault in his niyat, then I give everything over to the partner. Then in our good actions also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who makes sattari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who accepts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all those. And that was the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what is our position? How much more shouldn't we exert ourselves in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you see Quran Sharif, then the first word, Bismillah, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first word of the first surah of Quran Sharif, Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to do all the homework, the domestic work, look after the children, go and fetch water from the well, grind the flour mill, grind the flour, etc. It left scars on her body, on her hands. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, out of compassion, one time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving out and distributing a few slaves among the ummah, he sent her also that, go to your beloved father, ask him, perhaps he can give you also a servant, a slave who can help you in the housework, you do everything. When she came there, and Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala and majma'in, then out of modesty, she couldn't muster the courage to go up and ask and make the request. She went back home, and when we say home, to her apartment, not palatial homes like ours. Nevertheless, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already observed that my beloved daughter had come, and without saying anything, she returned. Later on, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to her room and asked her, what brought you, oh my beloved daughter, what brought you that you came and without saying anything? There also, imagine in the privacy of the home, she couldn't muster the courage to ask. And we, In the name of love, we give our children everything, whether it is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call this love. And when they go astray and then they become a problem and a burden to us, now we want to run to get a ta'weez and what can I read, and Mawlana, you speak to my child. Mawlana, you tell him, you are the father, why must Mawlana, and don't take my name. Why must Mawlana speak to the child when you were the cause of it? Nevertheless, in the privacy of her apartment also, she couldn't muster the courage of asking. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that I sent her. She does all the work in the house. She goes and fetch water from the well. She draws the water herself. She grinds the flour. The flour mill, it has left scars on her body. Then Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her what we call the Tasbih Fatimi. That if you wish I can give you a servant, I can give you a slave, but immediately put her trust into Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 33 or 34 times Allahu Akbar. If it's 33, then one time La ilaha illallah, this is the Tasbih Fatimi as we generally know it. And it comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that subhanallah gharsun fil jannah. That to say subhanallah, this is to plant a tree in Jannah. And wallah, if we can say it with conviction, then really, as our Shaykh teaches us again, in the simple way, how our Shaykh comes down to our level, that we can understand. So if you are traveling somewhere abroad, and you see a beautiful tree, or a fruit tree, or a flower tree, whatever it is, and you desire that I should have this tree also in my garden at home, first of all, you will have to see if this tree will grow in the climate where you live. That you're taking it back home to South Africa, you're bringing it from India or Pakistan, where the mangoes are very, very nice, that I must bring that mango tree to South Africa. Will it grow in this climate? Will the climate be conducive? When you bring it home, then you will have to dig a hole to specification. How deep it must be dug, etc., plant it, put fertilizer, etc. And then after a few weeks, maybe it will grow out a sprout. Now, to look after it, put a barrier around it, that a car reversing mustn't reverse over it, somebody walking mustn't tramp it, children playing around there, they mustn't run over it, it mustn't be eaten up by some animal. So you will look after it and you will water it for a long time. Then maybe after three, when it starts growing, now to put a wood next to it, keep the stem straight, etc. Then after maybe a few years, it will grow. It may or may not grow up. And when it grows, it may or may not bear fruit. So much effort for one tree. And immediately, as soon as we say subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plants for us a tree in Jannah. And what kind of tree? That if a person on a fast moving conveyance travels for 100 years, he won't be able to come out of the shade of one tree. And as our Shaykh teaches us again, things that we take for granted, we don't even think about it. That a farmer, a person who's planting fruit trees, when he plants it, then by the law of agriculture, you will plant it so far apart that underground the roots must entangle with one another. When the trees grow up, then the branches must entangle. He will plant them so far apart that the branches must entangle with one another. So if you are planting 100 trees, then in 1 minute, how big you are increasing your plot, the size of your plot in Jannah. 33 subhanallah, 33 alhamdulillah, 34 Allahu Akbar, 100 trees in just a minute, or just over a minute, one and a half minutes. 600 trees a day minimum if you read the Tasbih Fatimi after Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and one time before retiring to bed. 600 trees. Then our Shaykh teaches us again that what does the world know of 2-in-1 and 3-in-1 and 10-in-1? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us 3-in-1 that time already. That when you say subhanallah, you are now washing off the heart. The rust that settles onto the heart, now you are doing the act of washing. And when you say alhamdulillah, you're praising Allah, now you are applying the polish. And when you say Allahu Akbar, now you are shining it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَقَالَةٌ. That for everything there is a polish. For everything there is something to shine it. The polish of the heart, dhikrullah, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again as per the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madazil Ali, that there are three things which come profusely in Quran Sharif. One is the address, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. That, oh, the people of Iman. So to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testifying to the fact that we have Iman. This Iman is also blessed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the things that we should make shukr of on a daily basis is that, oh Allah, you blessed us with Iman. You gave us birth in Muslim homes. You saved us from kufr, from shirk. Inna shirka la zulmun azim. The shirk is a very, very, the greatest oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you your wujud. He gave you your existence in the world. He created you. He sustained you. He knew you that even before your parents, before you were even conceived in the womb of your mother, in the alami arwah, in the Allah is your Rabb. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil alameen. He's your nourisher, your sustainer, your overseer, your caretaker. Everything. And then you go and ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very, very great oppression. Such a great oppression that لا يغفر أن يشرك به. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive that you ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and die with that kufr. Die with that shirk. Nevertheless, this address of Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, time and again, every second ayah, third ayah, every page, second page, you'll get Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing us, so to say, testifying to the fact that we have iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the friend of those who have iman. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu. So extending that hand of friendship, that, oh my dear friends, oh my beloved ones, this thing comes profusely in Quran Sharif. Then the aspect of taqwa, which is the object of our life, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to bring it into our lives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the formula of how to bring it into our lives. That Allah didn't just say that bring taqwa into your life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us that how to bring it into your life. Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That stay with those who are sadiq fit taqwa. Stay with those people who lead their lives according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That when you see them, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember your object of life and your focus comes straight. That your focus be the khabar and the akhirah. And stay with them, hatta takunu mislahum, until you become like them. Until that taqwa rubs off onto you. And taqwa is that thing, that aspect, which so many times in Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it twice in one ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, again, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, taqullah. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. That, O people of iman, bring taqwa into your life. Allah consciousness, bring it into your life. And be aware, always be conscious of what you are sending ahead. وَالْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ. For tomorrow, for the day of Qiyamah. Again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Was اِتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. In the ayat which we read in the khutbah of the nikah, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. At the start of the ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُم. And again, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Two times in one ayat. So this also comes profusely again and again and again in Quran Sharif. And the third thing which comes very profusely in Quran Sharif is the aspect of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. And what we know nothing. Wallah, this is all the teachings of our illustrious Shaykh. We have heard it from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the reality of it into my heart, into the hearts of everybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again with the same address, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Oh my beloved friends, oh the people of iman, oh the believers, اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ. That remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Uzkur, remembrance, to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again, repeatedly. And then emphasis upon emphasis. Uzkurullah zikran. Again, uzkur is already from the word zikr. Then zikran, the word comes again. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kathira, in abundance. Do it a lot, all the time. And as our Shaykh teaches us, just the masnoon du'as. If we read just the masnoon du'as at all the occasions, looking into the mirror, wearing the clothes, whatever the case may be, all the time, throughout the day, you will be in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a remembrance which is in abundance. Which is when it came to the ayat, when it came to the command of salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish your salah. Reserve your salah. Look after your salah. Perform your salah. آتُ الزَّكَاةِ. Pay your zakat. أَتِمُّ الْحَجِ. Perform your hajj. And keep your fast from dawn till dusk. When it came to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, emphasis upon emphasis upon emphasis. And as our Shaykh teaches us, the ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions 10 very, very beautiful qualities of the believing males and females. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them one after the other. Innal muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal qanideen wal qanitat wal sadiqeen wal sadiqat. And then when it came to the quality of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah used the word kathiran. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And then, who are the intelligent people? If I ask somebody, that who is an intelligent person? Mawlana, this man, this child in matric, he got 7 A's. He got 8 A's. He got a sponsorship from this varsity and from that varsity. And as our Shaykh teaches us, that true knowledge and true ilm is the ilm of deen. And this, how they fooled us, that he's got 7 A's and 8 A's, and he's got like this, and he's got a sponsorship like that, and he's got a bursary, and he's studying this, and he's studying that. He's a very intelligent person. But Quran Sharif tells us who the intelligent people are. The ulul albab, the people of intellect. Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah. Those are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyamaw wa qu'udan. Whether they are standing, whether they are sitting. Wa qu'udaw wa ala junubihim. They are now going to retire to bed. Whether they are reclining, standing, sitting, reclining. Wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. And all the time, they are pondering in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the teaching of our Shaykh again, one time Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam flying on his rug, and what a rug, with his entourage, his whole army. Qutubuha shahr wa rawahuha shahr. That when he used to travel on it a little bit in the morning, a little bit, it was like a whole month's journey. And somebody on the ground, when he saw it, said, Subhanallah. Allah made the sound of the Subhanallah reach the ears of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Immediately came down, asked him, what did you say? Now the king of the time, the ruler of the time, man in that awe, in that fear, maybe I said wrong. No, don't worry, just tell me what you said. Said, I said, Subhanallah. Your one Subhanallah is better than whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed it to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. That it is better than anything upon which the sun rises. Better than whatever is in this world. And as in this world, again, the teaching of our Shaykh is not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. Mosquito has so many wings, not a whole mosquito, not even one wing of a mosquito. So the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are the intelligent ones, that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala morning and evening, standing and sitting, reclining, and pondering in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To ponder about on the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as our Shaykh teaches us again, you're eating that one fruit, and you say, what 10 rand, 15 rand for one mango? What is that 10 or 15 rand? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the entire system of the universe into that mango, that it can reach you. That the chemicals of the earth, the rays of the sun, the rays of the moon, the seasons, the rain that comes from the heavens, the people that work in those farms, the road to transport that those fruit to the market, the entire motor car industry for the transport of that commodity to the marketplace, the import and export, the ships that move on the sea, the people that are working in the offices, the computers, the paper, everything. As it says, let your mind run loose and just think about the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then that one mango came into your hand, and then that plate of food came into your hand. Shouldn't it just be right that you say, Alhamdulillah, that this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And those are the people of intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the intelligent people. And then when they ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then just involuntarily, it just comes out naturally, Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh Allah, you haven't created all this in vain. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us? If a person can just think, then, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we haven't created man and jinn, but with the object, with the purpose that they should worship me, that they should recognize me. Now you try to recognize, who can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? But you think a little bit, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, me. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Don't you look in your bodies? Don't you look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the heart pump? How the blood is running through the body? How many 100 kilometers or 1,000 kilometers a day the blood is going around? And you think that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that that person who wakes up in the morning, that he is healthy, all his limbs are functioning, there's nothing wrong, he can see, he can hear, his eyes are working, his ears are working, his limbs, everything is right. He's got a shelter, he's got a place to stay. He's got the 2 meals for the day. He's the most wealthiest person. He's got no other need. He's got everything. So you just ponder in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A little bit of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are intelligent people. These are the intelligent ones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with understanding. That we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make it our wazifa, we make it our wird, that we take out some time of the day to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will classify us amongst the intelligent ones, even if we failed at school. Even if we had to do one grade in madrasa or in school, wherever it is, one grade 3 and 4 and 5 times, but in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be the intelligent ones, we will be the ulul albab, we will be the people of intellect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding first of all, thereafter everybody else. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Make a little bit of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم گرنہ ہو صلی علی زبہ پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہ فغا میں یا ربی صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلہم اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم قال اللہ تعالی فاذکرونی اذکرکم وقال انا جليس من ذكرني الهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہو اے خبردار تیرا لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر میں اس ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یار رہے یارب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہو مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہو ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار رہو ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہو اب تو رہے بستا دم آخر ورد زبا اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نفسر شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا اے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں کو بد کردار نہ میں سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانہ خوش می آئدم تا ابد جانا چنی می بائدم اللہ جل جلاله تعالی شأن عم نواله الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شأنه عم نواله غالبي برجاز باي مشتري شاي در درمان غارا واخري الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شأنه عم نواله آرا جز آسما حمدم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شأنه عم نواله الله الله ایچے شیرین است نام شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام الله 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 جل جلاله تعالى شأنه عم نواله از کرم از عشق معزولم مکن جز بذکر خیش مشغولم مکن مٹا دے اپنی ہستی کو اب چھوڑو ساری مستی کو بستی بستی کہتا جا اللہ 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 الله الله جل جلاله تعالى شأنه عم نواله كل من عليها فان ويبقى بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما أبقيتنا. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من أن تسد عنا وجهك الكريم يوم القيامة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
بسم الله، جزاكم الله خيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and ability that daily we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was Shaykh's desire, that Hazrat says the two qualities with pabandi, with regularity, and with shock and desire, enthusiasm, a person must make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And daily we should make it our habit. Hazrat says a person will progress very, very greatly, only 100 times to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be very, very punctual with our dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah, now the time of Ishraq is set in. There are very, very great virtues. There's three virtues which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned. One is that a person will sit in his place after performing his Fajr Salah, engages in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe we're sitting for a bayan. It's also a form of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until the time of the sun rises to a certain extent, 10-15 minutes. And then he performs two rakats of Ishraq Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him the reward of the full Hajj and Umrah. Full Hajj and Umrah, a person will get that reward. Second benefit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever will read two rakats of Ishraq Salah, then all his sins will be forgiven. All the person's sins, minor sins of a person, will be forgiven. And if a person passes away on that day, he will be admitted directly into Jannah. And that's for Akhirat. And in this world also, by amal and actions, our things are made easy for us. Nabi sallallahu it's a hadith al-Qudsi where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that O son of Adam, perform four rakats in the early portion of the day, I will make all your matters easy for you for the rest of the day. So our dunya will get done, what matters of this world, and the Akhirat also will get done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Daily we should try to read our Ishraq Salah. If a person after the Fajr Salah, he does not have so much of time, he's got some other responsibilities, then even at a later moment, later time, we can read our Ishraq Salah. We should not leave it out. Inshallah, we will also get some of the benefits. Inshallah, now Ishraq will take place at 6:30 in the student mess hall, to the extreme right, or my extreme right, the extreme left of the madrasa. Breakfast will be served where it was served yesterday. And at 9 o'clock, inshallah, the program will continue. At 8:30, there will be a mashwara for all those brothers who have taken responsibilities to distribute Hazrat's kitabs. And whoever else they are interested also can come for the mashwara, which will be held at the extreme back of the glass doors. So I'm a request for all the brothers to come who have taken responsibilities to distribute Hazrat's kitabs, who are given responsibilities, as well as those brothers who are interested in giving out of kitabs. A request also for those brothers who are returning today by flight, that they should go also after performing our Ishraq Salah to the extreme back, by the glass doors, and they will meet Mufti Muhammad Desai Saab there, and inshallah they can confirm their returns, exactly the time they are leaving, and whatever arrangements has been made. And those brothers who are sleeping upstairs or anywhere else, then humble request also is that the program will start at 9 o'clock. So before 9 o'clock, if we can remove our luggage, put it in our cars, so that the upstairs can be cleaned up at that time. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka.